From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama Wednesday announced his intention to keep 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the end of his presidency in January to train and advise Afghan forces and combat al-Qaeda and Islamic State extremists.
The security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. Even as they improve, Afghan security forces are still not as strong as they need to be. With our help, they're still working to improve critical capabilities, such as intelligence, logistics, aviation, and command and control. At the same time, the Taliban remains a threat.
Mr. Obama said they've gained ground and continued attacks and suicide bombings. He had initially planned to reduce the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan from the current 9,800 to about 5,500 by year's end. U.S. forces have been present in the South Asian country for nearly 15 years following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks planned in Afghanistan under the Taliban regime. Mr. Obama's decision comes ahead of a NATO summit scheduled in Warsaw Friday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Rwanda Wednesday, where he visited the Kigali Memorial Center, where more than a quarter million people out of at least 800,000 victims of the 1994 genocide are buried in mass graves. He said his people know the pain of genocide. This is a unique bond that neither one of our peoples will prefer to have. Yet we both persevered despite the pain and despite the hurt, we survived. We never lost hope. The Israeli leader on a four-nation tour of Africa, pursuing closer security and trade ties with the continent. He's visited Uganda and Kenya and will make a stop in Ethiopia. This is VOA News.